This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How vitamins and minerals power brain chemistry, the nutritional foundations of neurotransmitter health. Editorially reviewed by Profior Dukakadze, MD, MPA, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The brain's chemical messenger system depends on a precise supply of micronutrients, vitamins and minerals that serve as essential cofactors in neurotransmitter synthesis and metabolism. Without adequate intake of these nutrients, the cascade of biochemical reactions that enable mood regulation, memory, attention, and motor control begins to falter, creating a direct biological link between nutritional status and cognitive function. Key takeaways: micronutrients including B vitamins, iron, zinc, and magnesium are essential cofactors in the enzymatic pathways that synthesize major neurotransmitters such as serotonin, dopamine, and acetylcholine. Deficiencies in these nutrients have been associated with impaired cognitive performance, mood disorders, and neurodegenerative disease risk. Dietary optimization and targeted supplementation may support optimal brain chemistry, though individual micronutrient needs vary based on genetics, age, and health status. B vitamins, iron, zinc, magnesium, four critical micronutrient categories directly involved in neurotransmitter synthesis and neural metabolism. Micronutrients, essential to neurotransmitter pathways, key vitamins and minerals required for synthesis and metabolism of major brain neurotransmitters, B vitamins, B6, B12, folate, serotonin, dopamine, GABA, dopamine, myelin synthesis, zinc GABA, glutamate regulation, magnesium NMDA receptor function, source, nutritional neuroscience literature synthesis. Georgian Medical Journal News B vitamins, the methylation backbone B vitamins, particularly B6, pyridoxine, B12, cobalamin, and folate, function as essential cofactors in 1-carbon methylation pathways that produce neurotransmitters and regulate neural gene expression. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, the active form of B6, is a cofactor in the enzymatic synthesis of serotonin, dopamine, gamma-aminobutyric acid, GABA, and histamine, making it arguably the most critical B vitamin for brain chemistry. Folate and B12 work synergistically to maintain methylation capacity and myelin integrity. Deficiency in either nutrient disrupts the production of S-adenosylmethionine, SAM, a universal methyl donor, essential for dopamine and serotonin synthesis, as well as for protective myelination around axons. Research in nutritional neuroscience has documented that individuals with insufficient B vitamin status show measurable impairments in cognitive processing speed and attention, with the effects most pronounced in aging populations. Iron, zinc, and mineral cofactors in neurotransmitter metabolism. Iron serves as a prosthetic group in cytochrome P450 enzymes and monoamine oxidases that metabolize dopamine and serotonin. Chronic iron deficiency has been linked to reduced dopamine availability and impaired executive function in both pediatric and adult populations. Zinc modulates both inhibitory GABA and excitatory glutamate neurotransmission by regulating receptor density and synaptic transmission efficacy. Magnesium functions as a natural NMDA receptor antagonist, protecting neurons from excitotoxicity while enabling long-term potentiation, the cellular basis of learning and memory formation. Magnesium deficiency compromises neural plasticity and has been associated with increased anxiety and depression risk in epidemiological studies. The bioavailability of these minerals depends on dietary sources, gut health, and concurrent intake of other nutrients that either enhance or inhibit absorption. Clinical implications and nutritional assessment. While micronutrient supplementation shows promise in supporting cognitive function and mood regulation, the evidence base emphasizes the importance of individualized assessment rather than universal supplementation protocols. Clinicians should assess dietary adequacy and consider functional micronutrient status, particularly in populations at higher risk for deficiency, including older adults, individuals with malabsorption disorders, and those with restrictive diets. The relationship between nutrition and brain chemistry is bidirectional. Poor cognitive function and mood dysregulation may also impair appetite regulation and dietary intake, creating a cycle that compounds nutritional insufficiency. This underscores the importance of integrated assessment that considers both biochemical markers and dietary history. For most individuals, consuming a nutrient-dense diet rich in whole grains, legumes, leafy vegetables, and animal proteins, micronutrient status is adequate. However, targeted intervention in deficiency states may yield measurable cognitive benefit. See our pharmacy and prescribing section for more on micronutrient supplementation safety and efficacy. Micronutrients, including B vitamins, iron, zinc, and magnesium, serve as essential enzymatic cofactors in neurotransmitter synthesis and metabolism pathways that directly support cognitive function, mood regulation, and neural plasticity. Nutritional Neuroscience Evidence Synthesis, GMJ News. What this means. For patients, prioritize a balanced diet rich in whole grains, legumes, leafy vegetables, fish, poultry, and nuts. If you experience cognitive symptoms, memory loss, poor focus, mood changes, discuss micronutrient assessment with your clinician. Supplementation may help if deficiencies are identified. For clinicians, consider functional micronutrient screening in patients presenting with cognitive complaints, mood disorders, or neurological symptoms. Assess dietary adequacy and gastrointestinal function before recommending supplementation. Monitor both biochemical markers and clinical outcomes in patients receiving targeted micronutrient intervention. For policymakers, support public health initiatives that improve micronutrient accessibility, particularly in underserved populations. Fund research clarifying optimal micronutrient intake levels for cognitive health across the lifespan. Consider food fortification and dietary guidance programs that address micronutrient status as part of cognitive health promotion. Frequently asked questions: can micronutrient supplementation improve memory or concentration in healthy individuals? Evidence suggests that supplementation may provide modest cognitive benefit in individuals with documented micronutrient deficiencies or suboptimal dietary intake. However, in individuals with adequate nutrient status, supplementation beyond dietary needs shows limited additional cognitive benefit. Dietary optimization should be the first intervention. Supplementation is most beneficial when targeted to specific deficiencies identified through clinical assessment. Consult your healthcare provider before beginning supplementation, particularly if you take medications that affect micronutrient metabolism. Which micronutrient deficiencies are most strongly linked to depression and mood disorders? B vitamin insufficiency, particularly B6, B12, and folate, iron deficiency, and magnesium deficiency have all been associated with increased depression and anxiety risk in observational and intervention studies. Folate and B12 deficiency specifically impair the methylation pathways essential for serotonin synthesis. If you experience persistent low mood, discuss micronutrient assessment with your clinician, particularly if you follow a restrictive diet or have gastrointestinal conditions that impair absorption. How long does it take to see cognitive improvements after correcting a micronutrient deficiency? The timeline for cognitive improvement after micronutrient repletion varies depending on the severity and duration of deficiency, the specific nutrient, and individual metabolic factors. Most individuals show measurable improvement within 4 to 8 weeks of adequate supplementation if deficiency was the primary cause of cognitive symptoms. Some improvements may take longer if the deficiency caused structural changes in the nervous system. Work with your healthcare provider to establish realistic timelines and track both subjective symptoms and objective cognitive performance during supplementation. The emerging field of nutritional neuroscience reveals that brain chemistry is not fixed by genetics alone. It is actively shaped by the micronutrients we consume daily. As research continues to clarify the mechanisms linking specific nutrients to cognitive and emotional health, the case for dietary optimization as a foundational component of mental health care grows stronger. Future work should focus on personalized micronutrient assessment protocols and on identifying populations most likely to benefit from targeted supplementation. See our explainers section for more on how diet affects brain function. Source: Nutritional Neuroscience. micronutrients in neurotransmitter synthesis and metabolism,